Mining. Mining and Blue Economy Cabinet Secretary Ali Hassan Joho has directed Kilimapesa Gold Pty Ltd to settle its outstanding dues to the local community, Narok County Government, and national government within 14 days. During a visit to Lolgorion in Transmara South Sub-County, CS Joho instructed the Department of Mining, Narok County Security Team led by County Commissioner, and county officials to conduct a thorough audit of the company's financial records to identify any issues. This audit will help identify any irregularities and ensure that the company's financial obligations are met in full. The CS emphasized that compliance with local, regional, and national regulations is non-negotiable for all companies operating within Kenya's mining industry. Joho instructed that clear payment arrangements be communicated by Kilimapesa's CEO, Robin McRae, outlining the specific steps the company will take to meet its obligations within the 14 days. This directive highlights the government's commitment to protecting the interests of local communities and ensuring fair distribution of resources generated from mining operations. Photo showing CS Joho engaging with CEO Kilimapesa. In addition, Joho issued a stern warning to investors in Kenya's mining sector, underscoring the importance of adhering to due diligence practices and complying with all mining laws. He expressed his intention to enforce a zero-tolerance policy on companies that neglect their responsibilities, signaling a new era of regulation in the industry. The CS was accompanied by Narok County Governor Patrick Ntutu, Senator Ledama Olokina, Principal Secretary for Mining Elijah Mwangi, County Commissioner Kipkich Losiesha, and other government officials. On his part, Narok Governor Patrick Ntutu urged CS Joho to form a local licensing committee specifically for mining operations in the area. Governor Ntutu emphasized that such a committee would not only streamline licensing processes but also provide better support for artisanal miners in the local area. Ntutu also encouraged local residents to organize themselves into cooperatives, suggesting that formal structures could help them manage their business interests more effectively. Meanwhile, Senator Olokina voiced his concerns regarding employment practices within the mining sector, expressing frustration at the limited job opportunities for local youth. Olokina described the situation as shameful, stressing the need for mining companies to prioritize local hires, especially young people. His remarks echoed growing calls from the community for greater inclusion in the economic benefits derived from local mining activities. This directive from CS Joho is seen as a strong signal to the mining sector, indicating that the government will actively monitor and regulate the industry to ensure fair treatment and equitable resource distribution for local communities.